In Iraq, a familiar voice from the past has returned to Baghdad. A singer once famous for his songs in praise of Saddam Hussein launched a comeback tour this month. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro was there and has this report.
State television in Saddam Hussein's day was a very boring affair. There were long programs featuring Saddam meeting with his generals, followed by more programs showing a montage of Saddam's special moments greeting dignitaries. All this was broken up by music dedicated to Saddam. Qasem Sultan was one of the most famous Saddam-era singers in Iraq. His portly figure was well known to millions here, as were his sycophantic songs aired over and over on television. Sultan left shortly after the U.S. invasion in 2003, afraid of being killed for his visible association with the Saddam regime. He only came back this month for a comeback tour. It's night, and Baghdad's hunting club is packed with over 1,000 people eating, drinking, and dancing. Sultan is on stage. He's sweating in his shiny suit, belting out traditional Iraqi tunes. Located in the upscale neighborhood of Mansour, this private members' club used to be where Saddam's sons, Uday and Qusay, would hang out. Now, Iraq's new elite come here. At the table where Uday used to sit with his entourage, there's a group of senior Iraqi officials from the security services. Among them is Taksin Shekli, the civilian spokesman for the government's security plan. He says that whatever his past, Qasem Sultan is one of the best singers here, and he's happy he's back in Iraq.
He is not singing for Saddam, he's singing for the Iraqi people. For Qasem, I think he is one of our famous artists and good artists.
But some here disagree. 24-year-old Fahad Flay says that Sultan is a mercenary who will serve any master.
That's why he sucks, because he used to sing for Saddam and now he sings for this government. And this government also sucks. I'm serious. I'm goddamn serious, man.
Hayam Al-Khazai says she left before watching him perform.
He used to sing and praise Saddam. People were getting killed and he was singing. When we see him now, he reminds us of those terrible times.
Maqsood Abid Al-Sanjari is the director of the hunting club. He booked Qasem Sultan for his return concert. He says that like many singers of that era, Sultan was forced to perform for Saddam. And the number of people who've shown up today is proof of his popularity.
Yes, Qasem Sultan was one of the singers who sang to his president. But it wasn't only Qasem Sultan that did it. Many singers did that. It was common.
In between sets, Qasem Sultan sits surrounded by bodyguards in a private room. He says he needs the protection, as many Iraqis so visibly tied to the former regime have been assassinated. But the general improved security situation in Baghdad made him feel, he says, confident enough to return.
There are many positive developments on the ground. It was so difficult to return to Iraq. But now I can travel alone in my own car.
Speaking of himself in the third person, he says he's not ashamed of his past.
It's true I used to sing for Saddam, but Qasem didn't only sing for Saddam. He sang for children, for the whole country, for women. I would sing all types of songs before as well.
Still, old habits die hard, and there are some people who are nostalgic for the past. The previous night, he says, he gave a private concert where people begged him to sing the old tunes. He declined, he says.
They wanted me to sing Saddam songs, but there are stages in your life, and this is a new stage. Life is just like a wave. Whatever shape it takes, you should ride it.
He's decided he's moving back to Iraq. His break is over, he straightens his suit, and then he walks back to the stage to croon to his new audience. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad. Mm-hmm.